every bill that I have filed a session in this space is really meant to draw attention to this problem. I'm in the camp that believes that a promise made is a promise that must be kept. That every single pensioner and every single employee in a pension plan is due full payment for the promises made to them, regardless of the fact the money is there or not. So that's where that liability falls. I think our job is twofold. I think first and foremost is to secure those pensions, make sure that they're fully funded and remain fully funded. And then I think our second job is to encourage plan sponsors, and where possible, where we have the right, is to move away from this pension system. The reason the private sector moved away from defined benefit plans is because too much of their time, energy, and risk was taken up in something that was away from what they were trying to do, their core function. If you're IBM and you're working on software and computer systems, when you find yourself spending more and more time on your pensions and concerns about that, you're taking away from your core mission. I think the same thing for state government. Whatever it is, whatever agency you're in, whatever it is that you do, more and more money and time is going to supporting these pension systems. Again, I will applaud Missouri's plan sponsors. They've done a phenomenal job relative to their peers. You see, and city after city, and maybe even state after state, you'll soon see where underfunded pensions are taking away from the core function of government. Senate Bill 475 is really just filed to call your attention to the nature of this unfunded liability. It requires each plan sponsor to make contributions, both employee and employer contributions, such that the plan would be fully funded in 5 years.